his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Good morning. You are glad to be here? We are very glad you are here this morning. We have a few announcements this morning. Pastor Doug is recovering very good. He's right here. So we are so glad, Pastor, that you are here this morning. We love you. We are praying for you. And pretty sure God is going to heal you very good. We have other announcements. We have more of the Operation Christmas box here. If you want to fill it up more, we have a lot more. So, and the other announcement is coming up is we will start taking food, canned goods, for food baskets for Thanksgiving. So if you want to bring in canned goods or money to buy more food, we will start taking from today to the November 22nd. That is the Sunday just before Thanksgiving. So let's go to pray this morning and let's go to worship to God. Padre Santo, gracias te damos, Dios, porque tú nos das vida, Señor, y podemos estar aquí esta mañana para alabarte, para glorificarte, Señor. Queremos, Dios, que tú recibas este servicio con olor fragante hacia ti. Que tu nombre sea glorificado y exaltado, Señor. Thank you, Lord, for this day, this morning, that we can be here to glorify you, to worship you. Thank you for my brothers and sisters that are here. Thank you for Pastor, and thank you because we know that you are healing him. Please take this service in your hands as a present for us. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Sister Patsy picked out some wonderful, wonderful worship songs for us to do earlier. We're going to raise the tempo just a little bit. This is a glorious day. Look how beautiful it is out here. We're going to sing praises unto the Lord. I know you know these old songs. The first one is Glory to His Name. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where from cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name, glory to His name, glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart God's blood applied. Glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Let's do that just one more time. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lord. Let's do this old one. It's called At the Cross. At the cross, at the first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I had done he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of sin I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Aren't you glad for that day? Yes, hallelujah. Thank you for that blood. Now, Sister Patsy and I have been working on some stuff. We hope you enjoy this. This is to be a blessing to you. These are old songs, and we just took the choruses to them. I know you know them, so even in your cars, if you're sitting outside, shout them out and sing them with us. Hallelujah.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day, oh, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray.
That's how.
Seen every day, oh, happy day. Jesus washed my sins away. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of my Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of my Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, it's nothing but the blood of my Jesus. Glory, glory, for this I sing, it's nothing but the blood of Jesus. All my praise for this I bring, it's nothing but the blood of my Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, it's nothing but the blood of my Jesus. This is an old one too. I know you know this one. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars have flown, I'm gonna fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'm gonna fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. I want us to sing that last verse again. This song was written in 1933. This song was written by Albert Brumley. This was a time when this nation was going through such suffering, about like what we are today. They had the Great Depression upon them. They had sickness upon them. And he wrote this song and he said, just a few more weary days. But I want to tell you something. We can choose how we look at our life. We can have weary days, or we can get up of a morning, our feet hit the floor, shouting the praises of God, and we can sing it like this. Just a few more cheery days, and then I'm gonna fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'm gonna fly away. Oh, fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I'm gonna fly away. Hallelujah. Remember that when you wake up of a morning. We got just a few more cheery days.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Pat. I forgot one announcement before. And Brother Monty had the announcement about the listening teams, that it's time to start thinking how you want to serve God through First Baptist de Leon Spring in 2021. We have a few months more to finish the year, so it's time to thinking about what you want to do here in the church. And we have a lot of teams, and some teams you are enlisting this year, and some teams not. Maybe you want to change. Maybe you want to have more teams. So please, thinking about that, and let know Brother Monty, and where you want to serve God in the Leon Spring, First Baptist de Leon Spring. This morning, you want to open your Bible in Ephesians chapter 4. We ought to be in the verse 1 and 2. Let's pray. Padre Santo, Señor, estamos delante de ti, pidiendo a Dios que tú, Señor, tomes este tiempo, que tu nombre sea glorificado, Señor, que mis palabras, Señor, no sean mías, sino tuyas, y podamos salir edificados en ti. Lord, we are here this morning. We want to be like you, helping us to listen your voice, open our hearts to you, and follow you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Apostle Paul started this chapter with something that so many times we forget. And he is saying, I encourage you to live as people worthy of the call you receive from God. Paul begins by pleading with the Christians of Ephesus, with a plea that comes from the deep of his heart, to walk as expected on his, and is typical of who accept Jesus in his heart. If you accept Jesus in your heart, you need to live. Other verses on the Bible say, walk worthy of your call. That means that your life every day need to be worth of the Jesus sacrifice in the cross. In order to walk in worthy, first of all, we need to know our call. What is our call as a Christian? Our call is make disciples. Where? Everywhere. Wherever you are, you need to make disciples. But how we got to know, how we got to think and feel like a Christ? Reading the Bible. first, praying to God. Second, and let the Holy Spirit talk to you in your heart, so you can know better Jesus, so you can share better Jesus. If you're talking, are you asking things about Jessica 8 years ago? I don't know nothing. I met her 8 years ago. So I met her for 1 week. And I don't know nothing. I can say she's tall. I can say she's cute. Yeah, she is. But I no can say how she feel, how she thinking. But you asking now, 8 years after, and I can say many things more about Jessica. I can say when she looking me what she's thinking. Good or bad, I don't know, but I can know better. Because I am spending 7 years with her every day. How many years you are spending with God? And you know God? You know how feel God with your actions? You know how God is thinking about you, where you are walking every day in your life? I walking with God for the last 35 years. I have said Jesus when I have 6 years old. And in these 35 years, I know when I was walking with God. I know when I was walking a little far of God. My life not was good in that time. But God called us to be a disciple. That means you need to know God better. How we go to show to others that we know God? How? In our home, how we go to show in our home, in our neighborhood, in our city, in our church? How we can show that we know real God? Verse 2nd, say, conduct yourself with all humility, gentleness, and patience. Three simple things, right? That we can do right away. We are very patient. No, we are not patient. We drive through fast food place and we stop for 5 minutes and we say, come on, what is happening? We need to go fast. We are living in a life that we want to do everything fast. We want a fast church too. We want to do fast everything. But the Bible not say that. The Bible say you need to walk patient in your life. A person humble is who recognize his own limitations. Do you know your limitations? Or are you thinking that you can do everything? I'm pretty sure the pastor dog found that he no can do everything last week. So we need to go and have a heart attack to know? I don't think so. when we can see things that we know can do anymore, we need to know our limitations, or weakness. My weakness is to speak in front of people for a long time in Spanish. More difficult when I speak in English. But that is, I know, is my weakness. It's difficult for me to express myself in a bunch of people. But we know that we not do this for ourselves. We know that we do this because God is calling us to do it. If God is calling you to make disciples, what we need to do? Make disciples. It's no other way. It's no other form that we can say we can do something different. I try in my life do something different. When God called me to be a pastor, I said no. I don't want it. My dad is a pastor. I grew up in the church. I grew up seeing him, the pastor, and all the difficulties we have as a pastor. So my first reaction was to say no to God. But when God is calling you, you need to listen. Because He is not going to change. Because He wants you as who you are for His kingdom to accomplish His plan. It's not my plan. It's not our church plan or association plan. It's God's plan. If God put First Baptist de Leon Spring here, it's because He wants to reach the Leon Spring for Him. And we need to do it. Maybe we are not thinking that we worth, but God knows we worth because He sent His Son for you. I think that's it. That is the only one thing we need to know. That God sent His Son for you. And we need to do everything for Him. We need to be calm in a conflict situation. Yes. We need to show how Jesus was showing love for the people. I don't think Jesus was talking and everything was quiet, calm with the other people. I think it was people saying a lot of things to Him. But in the Bible not say nothing about that. How Jesus was answer to them. He was answer with love to them. When some believers not walk properly as a Christian in every situation, bad situation, the actions is going to show that we are going to respond in a bad way. So we need to conduct ourselves with gentleness, humility, and patience. And the verse say, accept each other with love. That means you don't need to change your brother personality to be with him. I know I am very different to everyone because God made me like that. Jessica and I, we are very different in everything. Mostly food. No? We are very different personalities. She likes to be outside talking with everybody. I like to be in my home, reading or not do nothing inside my house. But I accept Jessica how she is. When we accept Jesus, Jesus accepts us how we are. As a church, we need to love each other how we are. Show love to others. We don't need to change. Or brother, we need to change as a Christian, acting as a Jesus. Because we are disciples of Jesus. We are not disciples of brother Doug. We are not disciples of the other brother in the church. We are disciples of Jesus. So we need to be like him. Or forms, or speak, it's got to be different. Or food is got to be different. But we love. We can pass everything like that. We love. We can do more as a church. The answer must always be with a sweet word so that any offender can have restoration. If somebody hurt you, and this is why you're not talking with him, the Bible says you need to show love and forgiving and work together for the kingdom of God. We don't need to make divisions. We need to work together as a God people from the same call we have to make disciples, to bring people to know Jesus better. The verse 3 say, keep the unity of the Spirit in peace. We have one God. We have one Spirit. Let's show the Leon Spring who is our God, who is this church serving a true God, and make your life worth of Jesus' sacrifice for you. I hope this encouragement from Paul can affect you today and make the difference in your life, and make the difference in your family, and make the difference in this city. God bless you. I know you song, you know this song, right? This.
To follow Jesus, I am decided to follow Jesus. I am decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
Amen. I'm decided to follow Jesus. I hope you're deciding to follow Jesus this morning. God bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are here this morning and we know that you give your son for us. Helping us to remember every day in our life that you want us to follow you. Please, blessing my brothers and sisters every day, and every day we want to be your disciple. We want to make disciples for you. We love you and thank you for this time to you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.